This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are having an interview right now with Sister Sithole from MUT Clinic. We did hear Guti, there are new cases of cholera, and so we're talking about Zinga Loco. Sister Sithole, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Uyaphila ma?
Ngikhona, kunjani wena?
Ngiyaphila. Good. So, Sister Sithole, namhlanje sikhuluma about the new cases of cholera. Did hear ukuthi impela is it Joburg noma ikuphi konje?
Is it Joburg?
Yes. All right. So, there are people right now that are listening to the show. Abazula, mhlawumbe kuma podcast wethu. If mhlawumbe nje babies right now, they do not know ukuthi what is cholera? Because kuhlukene, there's so many diseases right now. Or my infections, which is which. So what is cholera?
Cholera is a waterborne illness that is caused by a bacteria. So mainly it infects the water.
It gets
transmitted through infected water.
Oh, so that's why in Dawam Tabus Makaya Ganja in Kunusu Tola, say Abad Bakona, they are infected with cholera because manje bambopu, the matamini, Angafuli, for some matamu,
Tigu, and Alao Matama, Bapugutagu, Puzaneiluane, Baya Puza, Futigula woman, and especially Kuma rural areas, Utoluguti, sanitation is very poor. Abantu Banugus, Kulula, and Jay Eskangin, and the magnetic vula, it gets washed away into the water that is used for drinking as well. So that is the easiest way of spreading cholera.
So how does one get cholera? As much as school mo go tige abanye baya emfuleni abanye. Tolu kuso munye ena akaze a emfuleni. He has never went to the dam or the river or pukuta kona. But uthola nje senekholera mhlawumbe uhleze ehlalele endlini inkosi yami ukhona abantu abahlala nabo uthola jikijiki senekholera kwenzeka kanjani lokho?
Okay, uyatholakala ngokudla.
Okay.
Kuba khona ukudla kube contaminated. Let's say uthenga ukudla from street vendors.
Yes.
Uyabona ukudla mhlawumbe like ama apula, uyalithatha uyalidle apula kanti li contaminated or ama vegetables angaphiliwa. If you don't peel your vegetables or you don't wash them thoroughly, you just take them and eat. So you can get a cholera through food. Yes. Yo.
And I can just imagine because I have a niece, Nani Kosiami, who veterans at Ilokunji, Apule, Frigin, Uzum Jets, Washapeli Apule. So things like that, Toluotingani, Aunagil, and Azumzali, or as Mundokon around Enzining, and with the Apule and Jay, without washing it properly. So Nalokonje, Singani, see infected with cholera.
Yes, if Gungaba Kona like Umund or infected with cholera, Besaguba Kona a very poor hygiene, it can easily easily spread to other people in the household. Also with seafood, if it's not properly or thoroughly cooked, it can also get a spread like that.
Yeah, to Sangelena, I also want to know the symptoms of cholera. Now you are infected with cholera, was steps because mhlawumbe khona abanye abantu solo mhlawumbe ayibonakali or kanjani. So iziphi izinto abantu bangaqaphela kakhulu ukuthi okay, musu bona lokhu it means une cholera.
Okay, ama symptoms of cholera, most people don't even realize ukuthi they are infected because they don't get ama symptoms. But mostly ama symptoms are very common maune cholera would be diarrhea. Ukuthi like uphathwa isisu not kakhulu but uya kakhulu etoilet uba ne diarrhea, watery diarrhea. And that causes a serious problem because by losing ama fluids kanjalo through I diarrhea you are losing ama electrolytes as well, which play a major role with pumping action of the heart. So that's why it kills I cholera. It's because of a severe watery diarrhea, kube khona vomiting, and because you are losing ama electrolytes lawo abo sodium, calcium, uthola nama cramps, muscle cramps. Yes. Those are basically signs and symptoms of umntone cholera.
And then if you're seeing the symptoms right now and mhlambe you actually want to solve this issue that you're currently going through or manje ufuna ukuthi iphele, what can you do or iqedwa kanjani cholera?
We just need to observe hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Basic rules is a hygiene. If frequent hand washing.
Yes.
And the hand washing, it's not done with just water, because water is hard. You need a softener like a soap.
Yeah.
Wash hands regularly with soap and water. Drink clean water. It can be boiled water or treated water or bottled water. We always believe that amanzi swathenga emabodleleni are clean.
Mm.
Yeah, so make sure good you are drinking clean water, bottled water or boiled water. You wash hands regularly. You wash your fruits. You peel ama vegetables and wash them. You cook your food thoroughly.
If you find out you are infected, let's say you decide to go to the clinic or hospital, how long does it take for you to recover?
Everyone is unique.
Nakona,
it depends for how long have you been experiencing lama symptoms, how long have you been losing ama fluids emzimbeni through a diarrhea. So if you have been, let's say cholera started yesterday, uloku uya a toilet more frequently losing ama fluids, there are dangers uguti ungaba ungaya kwi shock lapo because it can be fatal. Yeah. So everyone is unique. It depends on how severe is it at that point in time. But if we are figure clinic or espedlela, be assessor, be told you to have lost a lot of fluids and electrolytes, they can even resort to putting up a drip, utoli intravenous therapy. So that is to replace some fluids quicker. But ekhaya, akhona ama measures oku rehydrate the person who has lost ama fluids through diarrhea or vomiting. You can make a homemade rehydration solution by mixing about 6 teaspoons the sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and then you boil water. You add all of that into the boiled water, let it cool down, and then you can drink it.
Oh, sort it of like glucose.
Yes, it helps a lot to replace the fluids that the person has lost.
All right. So for students, MUT students that would want to come to the clinic, MUT clinic, with cholera or anything of that matter, opening hours, so from what time in the morning till what time in the afternoon, and if some cell phone number or telephone number that they can use to contact the MUT clinic.
Okay, I'm a working hours a clinic. We operate during the week, Monday to Friday, from 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And then on Fridays, it's a half day.
All right.
Yes. But this is atolagala during the week from 8 to till 4 o'clock. And then the contact numbers would be 031-907-7260. Or 7289.
All right.
Yes. And for our MUT students, I would like to emphasize the fact that please, I'm a student, if I observe basic hygiene rules, but report if I'm a toilet, if aguna manzi, because there is a big concern about e-water yala etepen. Umasipala wethu amanzi are contaminated since kwaba neyikhukhula. Water is contaminated, akukho safe. So ama students should always be very cautious ukuthi amanzi akhona a clean, ba report if kukhona anything happening regarding amanzi nama toilet angasebenzi.
All right, thank you so much, Sister Sithole, for sharing all the information and knowledge, Melissa, about cholera and other infections or diseases as well. You can actually get help. AMUT Clinic Konala Emangosuthu University of Technology. Right now it is 9 minutes to 12 o'clock. We're jumping straight into the second hour, straight after the music and promos.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.